96 Kicks. Good morning. I have my author of the week with me, Austin Camacho. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy for you to be here on the show with me. Super excited. Of course, you have the Hannibal Jones mystery series.
Correct.
And you are on number 7.
Yes.
Yes.
You've been reading.
Yes. I try to do a little homework, a little research. So, this is the 7th one in the installment, and it's called
The Wrong Kind.
That's it. Now, tell us, how did this whole series start off for you? How did you kick it all off?
Well, soon after I moved into the Washington, D.C. area, and at the same time I decided I wanted to write a detective, I wanted to write a detective who was set in the city and, you know, part of the city. The thing people outside don't seem to realize sometimes is that Washington, D.C. is not just a big political thing. There's actually a town with actual folks here.
It is. You're right. It's hard to believe that, but it is actually a town other than politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's where my character is rooted, with those people. And one of the interesting things about the area is that there are people here with big money, and then there is also the inner city.
Uh-huh. Right.
And they're, like, right next to each other, and that creates natural conflict, and that's what I try to write into. So I developed a character, and I looked around at the time, and I got to tell you, when I started writing Hannibal Jones, that was actually 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. That's not too long ago.
I love reading mystery novels.
Yes.
But you can count all of the African-American detectives on the fingers of one hand.
I know.
So I decided we needed one.
Yes.
And
that's how you
created
Hannibal Jones. Now,
yes.
Austin, did you think you would be on number 7? Was it supposed to happen that way?
When I was writing the first book, which is about Hannibal clearing people out of a building in the district that had become like a drug center.
Right.
And he's working. And when I was writing that book, I thought it would just be a book.
Okay.
But by the time I got to the end, I realized, yeah, this is going to be a series. I can't leave these people just hanging.
Uh-huh.
I got to know what happens to them after that. So,
right.
I knew there would be more. I didn't know how long. I still don't know how far it'll go.
Right.
I'll just keep writing them until I run out of good ideas.
So you're not like a lot of authors, like, I'm going to stop at number 5 or number 6, but here you are at number 7, and you're not going to stop. I hope not. Now,
no.
You've got the Hannibal series. Do you you have a couple of other standalones?
Yes.
Which do you prefer, series or standalones?
I like writing a series.
Okay.
Because the people become good friends. I know these characters, and they're fairly easy to write, and I can mess with their lives, and I can turn things back around.
Right.
So, yeah, series is much more fun.
Cool. Now, like in book 1, will they some of the characters reappear like in book 5, or do they intertwine with each other?
His core group of good friends continue.
Good.
And
good.
Most of them appear in each of the books, and he's been with the same woman throughout all of the books.
Oh, I like that.
I hope that doesn't make him unusual.
Very unusual, but I love it.
I'll tell you what is challenging there is maintaining a strong relationship between these two strong personalities without them deciding to get married.
Right. Or having to kill each other. Right?
There's that too. they do clash from time to time.
Okay.
The woman, Cindy, is actually Cuban.
Okay.
And she has kind of a fiery personality.
Fiery Latina, yes.
And so they will push against each other the way the people in my world do.
Right.
I don't know any couples, and I'm certainly not part of one,
right,
that never get loud. But, you know, you you get mad and you get over it and you make up, and that's what they do.
Right. Unlike any other couple.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, Austin, since you're on number 7, are you working on number 8?
I am indeed.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I always have a work in progress.
That's great.
I never start. You know, I finish with the one book, I start up on the next one. I'm driven to write. Gotta
That's
write.
Right. Well, you know, you're not going to take a little holiday or anything. You're just going to continue on, and I'm glad. Now, Austin, will it be ready this year or next year, or we can put a time limit on it?
I think it's going to. It will hit the street next year.
Okay, great.
Next year. But it'll be more of the same because there are people who love this character and want to see him. I try to make Hannibal Jones an example of what a good man can be.
Mm-hmm.
And these days, not wanting to get political or anything, but I think our country is going into a place where a lot of people are losing sight of what a good man is.
And here we have
morally
him. Yeah.
and socially. You know, good people look out for the weak. They are courteous. They're kind to the people around them. They're not mean for no reason. They pursue the truth. And all of my books, if there's an underlying theory, it is the fact that Hannibal Jones is obsessed with getting to the truth.
Right.
The truth is like his religion. And I think we need that
right
now.
Well, Hannibal is a character. I'm sure there is a Hannibal Jones out there somewhere.
Yeah, I hope so. Hope there's more than one.
me too. But hey, if it's only one, we'll cherish that one. You have a great website. You still have a website up.
Yes,
people can hit on over there and check you out. And how?
ascamacho.com.
Uh-huh.
Easy to remember.
Yes, and also social media. You're out there on that as well.
Yep, I'm pretty active on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I do Twitter. That's about all. I think two things is about all my brain can handle.
That's all right. Hey, if that's all it can handle, that's it. We're going to make it work. But Austin, it was such a pleasure talking with you. I hope to have you back on.
A joy to be on your
real
show,
soon.
And
yes.
I look forward to the possibility of being on. And if you do this on a regular basis, I have some other very good friends who are writers, and I'm going to have to send you some of those names.
Please. I welcome them all.
I will do.
Austin Camacho,
so
what a pleasure.
I just hope everybody listens
yes.
to your show finds themselves a copy of The Wrong Kind.
Uh-huh.
That's all I care.
Well, I want everybody to get the whole series. That's what I want.
Yes.
The whole series. Check it out. Well, Austin, thank you so much. And not a possibility, you will be back on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kimberly, and have a great day.